to Ambassador with Elizabeth Peet of The Hill and of Fox News, writing most recently about campuses, which are now in turmoil. It's very unhappy making for all the students who are not participating in these antics. And the demonstration by faculty members who are sympathetic to very poorly informed younger people is strange to me. It's been described as afraid for their jobs. I don't know. I don't want to poke into it. However, Liz, your thoughts about the college campuses upset. This is strange business. How many years later, Liz, we graduated in an environment like this, but it seems different because of the hate language.
Yeah, it's interesting. I agree with you. It's not 1968 when people were protesting the war in Vietnam, mainly, and very angry about the draft. That was something that really touched them personally. And to your point, there really wasn't this sense of one group of students being pitted against another. There were arguments, to be sure. But now, and John, I can't express to you the horror and shock that most people have, that anti-Semitism seems to be alive and well in the United States. And I think it goes back to decades of academia tilting left, decades of that leftward tilt resulting in narratives like defining all nations as being made up of oppressed peoples and oppressor nations, like Israel is the oppressor nation, and dark-skinned Palestinians are the oppressed people. This narrative, which has taken hold, it started as a genuine concern for Israeli military activity in Gaza in response for a hideous Hamas attack that was resulting in civilian deaths. I think that's a legitimate concern. I think it was misrepresented in the press, but nonetheless, that perhaps was legitimate. But it has quickly spiraled into out-and-out anti-Semitism. And I think most people are completely appalled by that, but they really shouldn't be. Because actually anti-Semitism, and there have been articles and books written about this, has quietly been making a comeback in Europe, and it has shown up in the United States. So it's abhorrent. It's shocking, but nonetheless, I think there is not just a topical cause in Israel, but I also think it's been a little bit festering here as well. And I also think, by the way, Joe Biden, in response to that legitimate concern about anti-Semitism, rolled out last year a big splashy White House first ever program to combat anti-Semitism, May 2023, look it up. Nobody remembers this because they didn't make a big noise about it, maybe, but it was a sort of full government effort to educate, to tell people why being anti-Jew is horrible, et cetera. Well, where's Joe Biden now? I mean, what's, I think, most angry making about this whole development is that Joe Biden should have been out there 5 days ago saying there is no place for anti-Semitism in America. Full stop. If you are spouting anti-Jew rhetoric, you are going to be to the full force of our ability. You are going to be banned from college campuses. I'm going to write a Dear Colleague letter to colleges saying, expel these students. This is not acceptable. Meanwhile, Joe Biden is terrified he's going to lose the state of Michigan, which most people think is critical to winning in November, because Michigan has a big Arab American population, so he won't come out and say that. And I think that is so reprehensible, I can't even begin to tell you.
The irony, Liz, the people, I talk to Berlin every week. They're shocked, too. Shocked. They had no idea this existed in America till now. We're conveying a message that's horrible to the Europeans.
Well, and by the way, they, again, in France, for example, I think anti-Semitism is a real problem. Yeah, there's a big Muslim population there. Yes. So we're not alone, but no, that doesn't make it good.
No, they thought we were okay, Liz. They thought, yes, you understand. They're amazed 7 years later. Them too.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Peet, writing for Fox News, a columnist, The Hill, a columnist. The trouble on campuses is not done. There are many, many bumps ahead. What starts badly only gets worse. I'm John Baxter.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,